Friday, August 7th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Stalemated, we need a plan C. In sequential reports, we have outlined how the global competition for egg exports is ramped up and that the United States has lost the initiative that we once had in soybean, wheat, and corn export markets. Brazil, Ukraine, and Russia have capitalized on structural issues, scaling up production, using currency advantages to grow market share at our expense. They have taken the role of feeding the world by the force of their commerce. There's nothing that the United States can do about the climate in Brazil, allowing them to double crop corn and soybeans. They are following the U.S. developmental path, improving transportation infrastructure, adopting technology, and developing internal demand from biofuel and livestock industries to support their export market structure. As a developing country that lacks the resources and institutions of industrial counterparts, they have a structurally weak currency that allows them to produce at a profit in their domestic currency. Brazilian farmers have been making money without subsidies. How do we compete? What is Plan C? We must protect our ag export markets. Phase 1 with China requires them to buy $36 billion in U.S. ag products this year, regardless of market factors. It did not say that they only had to buy commodities from the United States if ours was cheaper. It commits them to a dollar amount. If the U.S. dollar falls 10% in value, that means that we get to sell them 10% more. Currency can work to our advantage, too. Likewise, we need hard and fast trade commitments from the UK and European Union. Donald J. Trump says that phase one is not as important to him anymore. It is very, very important to U.S. ag. Phase one is not just a Trump trade agreement. So far, phase one has not paid what the tariffs cost us. Whenever we get buried in grain supply, someone always promotes a set-aside. With burdensome carryovers, we need to cut production. We do not want the market to put farmers out of business, so they get paid not to produce by idling acres. They have proposed a larger CRP. That might help temporarily, but it feeds the long-term trend of shrinking U.S. ag as it cedes export market share to our ag competitors. Brazilian farmers are expected to expand 2021 corn and soybean production by 8%. If we reduce acres and there is a price response, our competitors will only expand more, picking up any slack in production that we give them. Set-asides are self-defeating. We reduced corn acreage from intentions by 5 million acres this year, and next year Brazil's farmers are expected to expand their corn production by 9 million metric ton from the last season. Did we fix anything by reducing corn acres? Did that produce U.S. profitability? I don't think so. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. To fix U.S. crop profitability, we need a strong domestic demand base. Instead, the EPA has undermined the 15 billion gallon RFS by billions of gallons by granting small refinery exemption RIN waivers. U.S. ethanol industry corn consumption is contracting. Sure, some of it was COVID-19 demand related, but the primary demand loss was made structural by RIN waiver approvals, totaling over 4.4 billion gallons. The RFS should be increased. The Renewable Fuels Association is proposing that the E10 fuel standard become E15. Using an ethanol yield of 2.9 gallons per bushel, every billion gallons of ethanol produced is another 345 million bushel of corn demand. The Trump administration's small refinery exemptions reduced corn consumption during his first term by 1.52 billion bushels. There are 86 more SREs pending. The EPA saved farmers millions by reducing regulation while costing farmers billions with their RFS mismanagement. With additional SRE approval, these losses will soar. I cannot tell fully that farmers care. I know that they should. They appear to give lackluster support to anything other than getting the next check from USDA. Farmers need to reset that too. Farm subsidies have made it possible for U.S. farmers to sustain production despite losses. Hello, old taxpayers, fund that. Did you notice that corn, wheat, and soybean prices fell this week enough to soak up most of it? We are spinning our wheels, digging the hole deeper. Where is our commodity sector leadership? Where is strategic direction from USDA? I don't even hear the debate over how the ag sector digs out of this hole that it is in. We do not have a plan C for U.S. agriculture, and regardless who is in the White House next term, we will need one. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.